Now to Africa, and residents in Kenya's largest slum settlement have been dealt a devastating blow after a major fire ripped through their market. Kibera, with a population of around 1 million, is home to one of Kenya's biggest marketplaces, providing a stable income to thousands of poor families in Nairobi. But in a matter of minutes, more than 3,500 traders lost their livelihoods. Amy Nuriadas sent this report from Toy Market, where reconstruction efforts have begun.
I was selling baby sweaters and baby blankets. It was around 1:20 a.m. at night, and I was told that Soko is on fire, the market is on fire. I rush and rescue my things, but it was too late.
Rosemary Atieno's futile attempts to rescue her stock resemble those of thousands of other vendors just over a week ago when a major blaze ripped through one of Kenya's most popular markets in a matter of minutes.
Do you know how much money you've lost?
Yes, I can roughly say 350, almost 350,000, because I was mixing my sweaters and blankets.
350,000 Kenyan shillings is around 3,000 euro, a life-changing amount of money in Kibera, where extreme poverty is prevalent. Walking through the charred remains of what was once a vibrant and bustling marketplace, I spot Maseline Ochieng sitting in the rubble of her stall. She's in the same situation as Rosemary. She's no money to hire workers to rebuild, and no idea where her family's next meal is coming from.
I am selling dresses, but now they have burned. Right now, I don't have anything. I have children. I don't have money to pay their school fees. If rent, loan now to pay. My kids will tell me, Mom, we are hungry. Now, I don't have anything. What can I do?
Vendors have been assured by government officials that they will be supported in the reconstruction, but they've yet to announce a plan of action. And notably, the country's president, William Ruto, hasn't commented at all on the incident. The opposition leader, however, who has led countrywide riots throughout the year in an attempt to take his seat, visited the site and pledged 1 million shillings to the rebuilding efforts, a gesture which hasn't gone unnoticed by many, including Rosemary Atieno.
Mr. Raila Amolo Odinga came and he donated 1 million plus food, 3 days. And then he told us that he's also going to meet some experts here, building materials. They have really responded to us. Like today, we have been given food. Can I show you what I've been given? They've given us rice. They have also given us beans. Cooking oil. We are so happy, at least for the last 3 days we are having food.
Kelvin Matuku, a local councillor in Ruto's party, insists that Odinga's visit was nothing more than a political stunt.
Those are just sideshows of politics, but the government is trying to catch up with the culprits, and we want to assure every Kenyan that their land and property in Trade Market is secure.
This isn't the first time Toy Market spontaneously burst into flames. A similar situation erupted in 2019 on the land which is government property and has long been a subject of dispute. Several attempts have been made to demolish the market to pave the way for multi-storey buildings. Efforts to extinguish the fire last weekend were also scuppered by the late arrival of the fire service and the lack of water on board their trucks. The government insists that land grabbers are responsible for the incident and that such a response would never happen again in the event of another fire. Here's Kelvin Matuku again.
The government has planned to make sure that a fire station is built near the market.
For those waiting in the rubble, their priority now is getting some form of help. Even though she can't afford to pay labourers, Maseline Ochieng says she's confident that either the government or well-wishers will come through for her.
We must have hope. In life, you must have hope. That's why we are here.
And you're just here waiting and hoping that somebody will approach and offer to build?
Anything that can help us now to start our business.
And that was Maseline Ochieng, ending that report by Amy Niria in Nairobi in Kenya. It's 13 minutes to 8.